You're listening to SBS News.
Concerns over foreign interference led to the creation of the federal government's new veto laws, the Foreign Arrangements Scheme, which came into force last year in December. In particular, worries had been raised about Victoria's 2018 and 2019 deals with China on its Global Infrastructure and Development Strategy, the Belt and Road Initiative. The veto powers allow the foreign minister to scrap deals negotiated with foreign countries by Australian states that are deemed against Australia's foreign policy. In the first use of the power, four deals negotiated by the Victorian government have been vetoed. There are two deals with China and also agreements with Iran and Syria. The 2004 deal with Iran was on student exchanges, and the 1999 agreement with Syria related to scientific cooperation. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the decisions were made after careful consideration.
My task is to determine whether or not they are consistent with Australia's foreign policy, whether they are adverse to Australia's foreign relations. And the determination that we have formed is that they are not consistent with Australia's approach to foreign policy and under the legislation will be terminated. I do expect that there will be further decisions to be made in due course, and they will be informed by advice from my department on the consistency of all of those arrangements with the relevant legal test as it's set out in the legislation.
More than 1,000 agreements negotiated with foreign countries by Australian states, public universities and local councils are under review. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's national interest must be protected.
We will always act in Australia's national interest to protect Australia, but to also ensure that we can advance our national interests of a free and open Indo-Pacific and a world that seeks a balance in favour of freedom.
China's embassy in Canberra condemned the decision, saying in a statement it's bound to bring further damage to bilateral relations. Ties between Australia and China have deteriorated over the last year after Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for an independent inquiry into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Chinese government responded by announcing measures targeting Australian barley, beef, wine, lobsters and coal. Minister Payne says she does not expect retaliation from China over the latest decision. But analyst Peter Jennings, executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says he expects Australian trade will continue to be affected.
Trade retaliation is going to continue. Just in the last couple of days, we had a decision around not importing Australian hay. That's actually bad for Chinese dairy producers, so they hurt themselves when they make these silly decisions. But I think in the current mood that the Chinese Communist Party is in, we will continue to see more of that type of behaviour.
Speaking at a joint press conference with Ms Payne, New Zealand Foreign Minister Nanaia Mihuta says she believes the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Group should refrain from any focus on China's human rights issues, such as the treatment of Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang. The Five Eyes group, which includes the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada and New Zealand, was originally formed as an intelligence sharing network but has expanded its scope in the past few years. Ms Mihuta says the core mandate should be on intelligence sharing.
Five Eyes arrangement is about a security and intelligence framework, and it's not necessary all the time on every issue to invoke Five Eyes as your first port of call in terms of creating a coalition of support around particular issues in the human rights space, for example.
Ms Mihuta says New Zealand has yet to finalise the details of its arrangement with China on the Belt and Road Initiative. Victoria signed a Memorandum of Understanding in relation to the Chinese Regional Infrastructure Initiative in 2018 and then signed a Framework Agreement with China in 2019. Areas of cooperation included increasing participation of Chinese companies in Victoria's infrastructure program. Victorian Employment and Small Business Minister Jala Pulford says there will be no impact on the state's infrastructure projects, as the arrangements with China were not legally binding and no projects had yet begun.
Our determination to deliver on our major projects agenda is unimpacted. Our pipeline of projects is something that we remain very excited about and we know has great support across the Victorian community as people can see the transformation that's occurring in the city.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.